the argument that the individual need to be empowered. We got to get the government off the backs of job creators. As my dad used to say, I never got a job from a poor person. Let's stop making people who want to make a buck a villain. Let's start celebrating people that take risks. After all, this country was built on people who take risks. On the next Larry Elder Show.
The Larry Elder Show, weekday evenings from 5 to 8 on KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
Hello, Sebastian Gorka here. Listen to my show, America First, weekday afternoons from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
Hey.
Two, that's it. One
and
two.
You're on two?
Yeah.
And I'm on one.
Ooh. Welcome to Prayer Request Friday on KPYN, AM, and FM, .net. Call us live. Call 903-796-796. 6056. Here's your host of Prayer Request Friday, Truth Infusion Ministries.
Well, hey, you guys, it's good to be with you today. Good to have you with us here on Prayer Request Friday on KPYN and KPYN.net. If you're listening online, or if you're watching on the Facebook live feed, feel free to share this around and let folks know if they want to listen online. It's KPYN.net, and just click on the little radio and hit play, and you can hear. So we will be having just a time together for the next little while. Let me figure out where we are here. Sorry, that's with my slides here. We're going to have a little time together of prayer and just of encouragement in the Word. And so let me just encourage you to jump in. The number here to call if you want to call in with a prayer request is 903-796-6056, 903-796-6056. So I'm Todd Reed. I'm pastor at First Baptist Church of Redwater, Texas, and I am right here with my, I want to call you my right-hand man, and it's probably going to look that way, these guys, but he's my left-hand man today with my co-pilot, Mr. Wesley Belk.
Man, it's good to be here with you this morning.
Yeah, man, it's always good to do this together.
It's fun.
Wes and I were just talking on the web here about the Lord just let us meet each other a bunch of years ago when we were in high school.
That's the truth.
And we didn't see each other for a long time, man, until all of a sudden, it's been within the last decade, God just sort of slammed us back together on a ministry level. And, man, it's been a really cool thing to do, so it's cool to be here with Wes today. Hey, let's just start with a little bit of Word today. And let me read to you. If you guys have been around me much this week, you know I've been reading this a lot, but I've been stuck in John chapter 15 because it is a rich, rich passage, and it has a lot to say about prayer. And since this is Prayer Request Friday, man, what a more fitting time or place to discuss the power of the Word of the Lord and what God would say to us about our relationship with Him in prayer in this passage. So I'm gonna read to you one verse that we're going to try to get to here in just a little bit, and we'll see how long it takes us to get there. This is John chapter 15, verse 7. And Jesus is speaking, and He says, "If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it will be done for you." We talked about this Wednesday night, and Wes was there then.
Yep.
You'll ask what you desire, and it'll be done for you. What a statement, man. What a promise. What a conditional. It is a conditional promise, and it almost sounds like a blank check, but there are some conditions that are involved. And so we want to talk about those things here in the next few moments. I don't know if we have any prayer requests coming in already. Let me go ahead and just remind you, if you want to call in with a prayer request, and 903-796-6056 is the number. And Wes, as you have things come across, man, you just let me know. I see that we have a request here for the Capps family.
Yeah, I've also got a couple. Mike Hart's lifting up a coworker that lost his wife. I think the funeral's today. That may be connected to that. I don't know.
Okay.
I just have a name of Barry.
Okay.
That Mike put on here, and then I don't know if you do. You know John Ward?
Yeah.
Used to work at St. Michael's.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know John.
John put a prayer request on here. I coached his son in baseball years ago. He said, "Pray for the physically and spiritually hungry people of Honduras." And I really,
yeah,
I don't want to levelize prayer requests. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
But I appreciate that prayer request, because something even just a few days ago that God put upon my heart was to pray for laborers, as He said, to pray
in the harvest.
Send them to the harvest field. And John is
John's a laborer going to the harvest field, you know?
John's not only, I don't know how you said, how you referred to him all ago, but he was our former drummer, man. Did you know that? He was a drummer in our first band we had with Michael Farron.
I didn't know that, but I knew he played at a church in Genoa that I visited a few times.
Yeah. But I tell you what, John was a big part of the maintenance team there at St. Michael's until he messed around and went to Honduras on a mission trip, and God moved his heart there. He came home, sold his house, quit his job, his wife, everything. Didn't quit his wife. His wife quit her job.
Amen. Good clarification.
And they moved the whole family to Honduras, and God been using them down there. Matter of fact, man, we need to just put a trip together and go. Seriously, well, we need to put a team together. We've been teasing about it forever. We're going to other places. Why can't we go to Honduras? At any rate, so we're going to pray for that. Matter of fact, hey, Wes, why don't you go ahead and lift these up, that Caps family and then the family Mike Hart mentioned and the John's request for the people in Honduras.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you made a way through Jesus for us to be able to approach you.
Thank you, Lord.
In every aspect that we have in this temporary life. God, to come to your throne and ask for eternal things, because that's your kingdom, eternal. And
Yes, Lord. Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
We're going to ask you for this co-worker that lost his wife in the funerals today. Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
With the rain and with the weather the way it is, Lord, it's almost sometimes maybe kind of like, how much more can I take? How much more could be put upon me? But Lord, I thank you that you never said you wouldn't put on us more than we can handle, but you said you wouldn't put on us more than we can handle without you making a way for us to go through it, and your grace is sufficient for us. So, Lord, would you comfort Barry and this family, Lord, for whatever capacity the Caps family needs to be lifted up in prayer, along with the spiritually hungry and thirsty in Honduras that you have placed upon John Ward and his family to reach out to. Lord, I pray for all these needs. The same answer is Jesus.
Yes.
The same answer is the power of your Holy Spirit that lives and in us and works through us to perfect us and sanctify us in this process. And God, we just ask that you'd be glorified in it all, and that you would meet these needs according to your will, like you told us to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Man, while you're praying there, I was just sitting here, caught myself looking at something. I was thinking about something that kid asked me on Wednesday night. I was teaching 4th through 6th graders, and one of those kids said, he said, you know, preacher, why is it that when we pray, we close our eyes and bow our head? He said, why don't, when we're talking to God, why don't we open our eyes and look up?
Hey, man, when I'm driving, my eyes are open.
Yeah.
And I'm praying.
Well, he said, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Paul also said, I pray with both eyes looking up towards heaven, both hands sticking up in the air. You know, I told somebody the other day, we can pray just like Paul, just don't do it that way when you're driving. But we're supposed to be praying without ceasing, right? And so, man, that's all part of it. Hey, speaking of which, I did not mention somebody else. My friend Henry Harmon was having a foot procedure this morning. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've already heard us about Henry. Thank you for, again, just like we prayed earlier, Master, that you would cause this procedure to be successful so he can use his feet to walk with you. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So before we go any further, and before we read any more scripture, Wes, let's just tell the folks, there will always be somebody out there that really appreciates you. If you're listening, you wouldn't be listening if you didn't appreciate the power of prayer in moments like these. So there will always be somebody out there who has some kind of request, but that they're not going to call in, and they're not going to put it out there in front of everybody. But sometimes you have requests you just can't say out loud. And look, we just want you to know, if you have an unspoken kind of request, right now, God is creating an opportunity for you. The opportunity is always there. But he's just using us to remind you that there's a real opportunity right now for God to get glory in the presence of a bunch of people. Man, just put a little, hey, that's me. Put a little thumbs up. Put a little something there. Or just let us know, I got an unspoken request. And so, man, the Lord's going to hear those requests as well.
For some reason, it's not letting me comment on where I shared this. It's not letting me reply comments back. But I am looking at these comments on, I think it's on the Truth Infusion pages where I'm actually at. So
okay, so you guys just know, if you don't get a reply, it doesn't mean we're not seeing what you got. So we're seeing your stuff. Anyway, hello, Mary Holt. Good to see your name on here again today. All right, so hey, let's back up in this passage, man, because there's a great, great, great rich promise. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you desire and it will be done for you.
Can you, you didn't touch on this Wednesday night for obvious reasons, and without hopefully expanding this too far, but when I've read that before.
Right.
Years before.
Sure.
My thoughts used to be, well, then, Lord, why is it when I'm asking for what I'm asking for, I'm not getting it?
Okay.
And some people would say, well, does that mean that I can go over here and ask for so-and-so that's sick, and I pray for them, and they're going to be healed? Because the Word also says if you lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. He's going to give you power to do that. But I've learned since then that sometimes my will gets in the way of His will.
Yeah.
And my plan sure is not His plan. Can so, you touch on that part about
let's
asking
do that.
For what you want, He'll give you the desires of your heart?
Yeah, let's do that. But Psalm 37, verse 4 says this, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Okay? And so that means if I'll delight myself in the Lord, He will feed my heart the desires He wants my heart to have. The more I delight myself in Him, the more the desires of my heart will begin to line up with the desires of His heart.
That's good.
So 1 John chapter 5, verse 17 says, if we ask anything according to His will, that we know that He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, then we know we receive the petitions we required of Him. All right. But that says, if we ask anything according to His will, again, Psalm 37:4 said, if I delight myself in Him, He'll put His desires in my heart. And in this passage, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. That's why it's a conditional promise. It doesn't say, if you're a believer, whatever you want, that's what I'll do for you. It says, if you abide in me. So I'm making my relationship with Jesus my dwelling place, the center point of my life. And if my words abide in you, my first desire is to hear His word. What happens is, and I believe what John is saying is, we're going to grow spiritually to the place where we know the things. We're not just asking for selfish, flesh-centered desires. We even become led by the Spirit in the way we pray.
That's good.
So we begin to pray things that are in line with the Father's will. As a matter of fact, you'll grow to the place where you learn what not to pray. You'll learn things that you know better than to ask God for.
Yeah, because if we wanted to, if we were, there's nothing wrong with wanting to pray for somebody that's sick and
seeing
healed.
No, and by the way, don't be afraid to pray for anything.
No, but yeah. if we were just going to, if Wes was going to pray for what Wes wanted in good intentions, I'd walk up to St. Michael and Wadley, and today they'd be empty.
Oh, sure.
You know, and then I'd just travel from city to city around the world, and I'd start praying for every hospital, for every person that's sick. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thought. Nothing wrong with it. But it's not going to line up with His will and His timing. He even delayed several days and said He was glad.
Absolutely.
About Lazarus.
Absolutely. And He will give you faith. And that's how we pray in faith. You don't... Faith is not straining hard enough to make God do what you want. Right. Faith is when the Lord shows you His will, and then you just, faith is simply agreeing with God. And so if you're struggling to pray with faith, man, ask the Lord to show you His will. When you know what His will is, then you can pray with faith, and He'll line your heart up to His will and purpose. We're going to talk about that some more here in just a minute. 903-796-6056 is the number if you want to call in today on Prayer Request Friday here on KPYN and KPYN.net.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kelly Ashford Cummings is there. Kelly is celebrating 20 years at State Farm and 2 years at her office in Cass County. Kelly and her team look forward to bringing you great service when assisting you with your auto, life, home, and health insurance. Stop by and meet Cass County State Farm agent Kelly Ashford Cummings and her team at her office in Atlanta, 510 Loop 59. Call 903-796-8100. That's 903-796-8100. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kelly Ashford Cummings and her team are there.
Todd Shores, McLarty Ford in Texarkana is Ford F-150 country. Choose from over 84 new Ford F-150s in stock at Todd Shores, McLarty Ford.
Get a low price. Take advantage of cash back. Plus 0% financing is also available.
The new 2020 Ford F-150 XL regular cab is only $27,682.
That's $5,203 off.
The new 2020 Ford F-150 STX four-wheel drive super cab is $37,982. $6,963 off. Todd
ensures McLarty Ford can get you behind the wheel of a new 2020 Ford Escape S-Sport Utility for just $22,976. That's $3,749 off. Get the new 2020 Ford Expedition XLT Sport Utility for $48,863. $14,832 off. These offers end soon at Todd Shores McLarty Ford, 3232 Summerhill Road in Texarkana. Or shop online at McLarty.com. Todd Shores McLarty Ford in Texarkana.
This is John McCormack, preacher for the Atlanta Church of Christ in Atlanta, Texas. We meet at 512 East Pinecrest in Atlanta. You can come and worship with us and be our guest. We meet for Bible class at 9:45 a.m. on Sunday, worship at 10:45 a.m., and again for worship at 6 p.m. We'd also love to see you at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night for our Bible study. Please listen to our show, Simply Christian, Mondays at 10:30 a.m. on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, that you overcome the ghost of our past, to bring us hope, to bring us life, to break off the shackles. Now that's who we're talking to. That's why we're here today, celebrating the one and approaching the one who alone is able to change all of that. And by the way, if somehow you stumbled across this today on accident and you're in a spot where you need some help from yesterday's ghost and you need some shackles to come off of you, you come to the right place because Jesus knows how to do that. Listen, we've got a caller calling in right now, and so we're going to see if we can answer here. Prayer Request Friday, how can we pray with you today?
Morning.
Sister Sue Simon. Hey, you already made me nervous. I was hoping you'd have called in already. I was waiting to hear from you. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, whatsoever you do for the master, let it be real.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You guys, if you're not familiar with Sister Sue Simon, then you just don't listen to Prayer Request Friday or this radio station very much, because she's just been a blessing here and just such a great heart for people. And the way she calls in consistently, faithfully, to encourage us and to bring these requests to us. Sister Sue, how can we pray with you today, girl?
Oh, yeah, I'm just asking for prayer for all those that are sick and shut in.
Yes, ma'am.
All over the land.
Yes, ma'am.
Those that are bereaved.
Uh-huh.
Those that are standing behind the prison wall. And I'm asking just pray, just lift, keep me lifted up in prayer. Me and my family.
Yes, ma'am, we will.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, I tell you, I'm just pray for us, because God brought us through the storm this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, he
sure
did. One
brought
more time.
Us through the storm and rain this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, we're not exempt from anything. That's really why we need to keep love in our heart. Just keep our focus on Jesus and not on man.
Yes.
Because God is most holy. He's almighty. He's the maker.
Tell him about him. Tell him about him, Sister Sue.
The whole wide world. And he holds the world in his hand.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir.
You know, if you don't know Sister Sue, you may not know how many years it took her to learn that and to deeply believe that. How young are you, Sister Sue?
I'm 89 years old.
89 years young, she says. She's getting younger by the day. The outward man, I tell you, like my grandma, on my grandma's 88th birthday, Miss Sue, when my grandma turned 88, I asked her what it felt like to be 88, and she said, you have to ask somebody else. I'm still 18. My body's just in rebellion.
Yeah, if I live to see October the 6th, I will be
90. And you know what?
And I just thank God.
The outward man wastes away, but the inward man's renewed day by day. If you're like my grandmother, and I believe you are, you're realizing that the further you get in life, the more alive you're becoming on the inside, and you're just about to be born into the most beautiful thing ever when the Lord brings you over. Thank you,
and
Lord Jesus.
I just love to praise his name.
Amen. Amen.
I just love to praise his name because I know he's real.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Sister
Sue. You're not real, and just keep everybody lifted up in prayer.
Well, let's do it together right now. Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Sue, that you've brought her through 89 years. And I thank you, Lord, for the years I still believe that you've got left. You're going to be using her to encourage and to bring glory because she likes to talk about the name of Jesus and lift you up. Thank you, Father, that she is one, Lord. She is one that loves to abide in you and have your word abide in her. And because of that, Lord, I thank you there's a great number of people that have confidence in the way you answer her prayers because she prays in accordance with your will.
Yes.
She's asked, Master, today one more time that you touch those who are sick. And so for listeners right now, you got somebody sick, think about them. We're asking Jesus to touch them. Lord, she's asked you to help those who are shut in, those who are homebound, those who are by themselves, those who can't go anymore. I want to thank you, Father, Lord. They're not going out and coming in, but you're coming in to right where they are that they would know and taste your presence. Father, I want to thank you that she's asked us to stand before you on behalf of those who've lost loved ones, those who are bereaved, those who are experiencing new chapters in life because somebody's not here in a physical body like they used to be because somebody's already crossed on over. Lord, I thank you that you promised us that you would send the Comforter, and you sent the Comforter, so you are the Comforter. And Lord, would you cause those bereaved people to begin to experience you on a brand new level as the Comforter? And I'm thinking of some specific ones right now in my life, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for those behind the prison walls and her consistent request that you bring peace, that you bring comfort, that you bring correction even, that you bring healing and that you bring hope. God, that you bring deliverance and salvation. And Father, you know some of my personal friends. I'm thinking of personal names right now. Help them today, Lord. Help them today, those behind prison walls. And Lord, just wrap your arms around Sister Sue Simon, and not just around. I thank you right now, you're extending your arms through Sister Sue to sick, shut in, bereaved, and prisoners. And Lord, because she uses her voice to exalt you and her time in prayer to lift these up, Lord, would you just get glory, God, in their lives? And thank you to the one who carries us through every storm, Master, that we know you've got today. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Bless you,
amen.
Sister. Always good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day, girl. I look forward
thank
to talking to you next time.
You too.
Praise
Bye.
The Lord.
Brother Todd, we've got somebody that had sent in a request, and I'm just going to put the name out as
okay.
Amanda.
All right, let's do that.
Amanda said, pray for my marriage. And what I like already is there's a response.
Praise the Lord.
That somebody is praying already. So while we've been taking care of other things here, somebody's already took this need to the Father.
Hey, you know, this is
Amanda. This is pretty awesome.
This is ministry. We started seeing this on the program we do daily, you know, First Baptist Redwater's Facebook page and YouTube page, Resting in the Refuge. What we started seeing was people that were watching were ministering to people that were commenting. And
yes.
And guys, if you're watching on this live program, look, that's an invitation. You just stepped into a ministry opportunity. And so as people send those requests, reach out to them, reply to their requests, pray for them, because this is another avenue that God's given you to be a missionary right here with your phone or your computer or whatever you're on. So when these people have these requests, yeah, encourage them, pray along with them, pray for them. You don't have to wait for us to do it. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Jesus. My sister Kelly's watching. Hello, Kelly Michelle.
Let's pray real quick.
Let's do it.
We're fixing to come to
Let's do it.
Father, thank you for your example of Jesus being our groom to be.
Thank you,
Lord. You said we will be the bride of Christ and that we're going to get to sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And Lord, I thank you that you've already got a home prepared. You're taking care of everything, and we don't have to worry. We can place our trust in you, and it's all handled. Father, for this need
you,
for
Father.
Amanda, she's requesting that you, God, she's not asking anything from us. She's asking that you, Almighty God, would
yes,
take
Lord.
Care of this need in her marriage. And Lord, whatever
that looks like. We ask that since you're God, since you're the one that's in control, since you're the one that created us all, and you have never failed, we ask you, Lord, to handle this according to your will, so that you'll receive the most honor and the most glory in Jesus' name. Comfort Amanda now in this, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We believe that the Lord likes for us to pray like this and ask him, because in this the Father is glorified. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that for a minute when we come back here on KPYN and KPYN.net.
President Biden is visiting Texas today. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, I'm Robert Del Giorno. President Joe Biden will have a chance to exercise his empathy skills during a visit to Texas today with a dual mission. He'll be surveying damage caused by severe winter weather and encouraging people to get their coronavirus shots. President Biden and his wife Jill are traveling to Houston for the president's first trip to a major disaster site since he took office a little over a month ago. Severe winter weather across the South over Valentine's Day weekend battered multiple states. Texas bore the brunt of unseasonably frigid conditions that caused widespread outages, burst pipes, and flooded homes. Millions of residents lost heat and running water. The head of a major Texas energy corporation says forced blackouts that left 4 million customers without electricity also unplugged plants that could have generated more power as the state's grid was at a breaking point. Texas lawmakers Thursday began public hearings on the crisis that led to one of the worst power outages in U.S. history. Curtis Morgan, the CEO of one of the state's biggest energy companies, Vistra Corp, says the entire Texas grid was within minutes of total collapse under the strain of unprecedented demand last week. The news was brought to you by Jerry Berry AC and Electric. Call Mike Berry at 903-756-7616. For complete news updates, go to kpyn.net. For KPYN, AM, FM, and .net news, I'm Robert Del Giorno.
I'm Matthew Sores, your hometown accident attorney. I recently merged with Dallas-Fort Worth-based law firm Bailey & Gallion. Our focus is still personal injury law, which I've been practicing in the Four States region for the past 18 years. Combining our resources will allow claims to be processed quickly and efficiently while still providing the personal attention I'm known for by each of my clients. If you've been injured in a car or 18-wheeler accident, call Bailey, Gallion, and Sawyers today at 1-800-LAW-OFFICE for a free consultation.
Principal Office, Bedford, Texas.
Bobby's B&G Automotive at 1000 West Houston Street in Linden is Linden's full auto center, servicing all vehicles from oil changes to brakes and tire sales. Bobby's B&G Automotive also has C&H carports, barns, and shops. Call Bobby today at Bobby's B&G Automotive, 903-756-9476. That's 903-756-9476 for Bobby's B&G Automotive at the corner of Highways 8 and 11 in Linden.
Now is the time to stock your lake or pond with crappie, catfish, brim, or bass from Bland Fishery in Taylor, Arkansas. Pick up, or for orders big enough, they can be delivered. Call Bland Fishery now at 870-694-4811. That's 870-694-4811. Bland Fishery also has minnows and goldfish. The time to purchase your crappie, catfish, brim, and bass for your pond or lake is now. Call Bland Fishery, 870-694-4811. That's 870-694-4811. Like Bland Fishery on Facebook.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast. 80% chance of a shower or thunderstorm mainly before noon, high 56. Overnight tonight, 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, cloudy, low 50. Saturday, 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, cloudy, high 69. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, Robert Del Giorno for KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. This blood's for you, the undisputed King of Kings, our Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to today's Christian Talk, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net, Atlanta, Texarkana, Shreveport.
Fighting a fight, it's already been won, and I am redeemed. Set me free.
Shake off the heavy chains. Wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be because I am redeemed. Thank you, Lord. Man, what a great word, man. What a great song, Big Daddy Weave. I am redeemed. And what a great way for us to slide back in here this time. Yeah. Hey, look, guys, I want to share this thought with you real quick.
Slides down a little bit.
We're a little bit too hot, you said. Okay. Oh, there we go. I had us turned up. I made us too hot. I made us too loud, I mean. Here we go.
Blow that trumpet.
All right, so just a minute ago, during our break, by the way, the number 903-796-6056 for you to call in if you want to call in on the on our...
And we do have a prayer request on the text real quick.
Go right ahead.
Jump into the text.
Right ahead.
Okay. Ashley, if you're... Ashley Golden Higgins, if you're looking, try again at 903-796-6056.
Yeah.
Try us again. She said no one answered. I didn't see the phone ring.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't see the little light, or we might have been on the other line, Ashley. Sure might have.
Try us again. But then we've got a prayer request. It says, can you please pray for my mom, Lisa Hollis? She has to get more tests done. They found a stop on her breast and her throat.
Yeah,
so
a spot,
my bad.
Okay.
So they are doing a biopsy. Also pray for Carolyn, and I cannot say this last name, Stigaldi.
Okay.
As well, she has tests she's having done. So, Lisa and Carolyn.
All right. For Lisa and Carolyn, and I noticed that Janet just dropped on here. We're going to add Robert and Gay Derman.
Yes.
Robert's going through cancer treatments, and Gay is his caregiver. So, Robert and Gay, and Lisa, and who did you say?
Carolyn.
Lisa and Carolyn. Well, let's just go to the Father on behalf of those. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. We're so thankful, Master, that these moments are produced because of faith. And, Lord, these requests, you saw the faith that you granted somebody to even make the request today as they typed the name in. They did so by faith. They did so believing. And, Lord, you've already heard us before we called. You have answered for Lisa, for Carolyn, for Robert, and for Gay. And we just pray your hand and your healing and your provision on them in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
We got a call coming in, so let's see if we can maybe catch it this time. Prayer Request Friday, how can we pray with you today?
Is this Brother Todd?
Well, that depends. Yes, it is.
Hi, Brother Todd. This is Ashley from Damascus Home.
Well, hello, Ashley from Damascus Home. Girl, it's good to hear your voice. How you been? So is this you we were praying for a moment ago?
We were trying to get the number right.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Ashley.
Okay, so God has been so good, and I've stayed sober, and Damascus Home
Lord.
Was, you know, definitely God's place for me. And what I'm dealing with right now is pretty heavy, you know, because of things that happened in my life. I haven't seen my children since 2015.
Wow.
And I received a phone call a couple weeks ago that some things are going on with their father, and I'm being asked to come to court. You know, I have to get a lawyer, and it's very overwhelming. And I just need...
Yeah, girl, listen, let us pray with you about that. The Lord knows every detail of every aspect of that, even with as little as you just told us. Man, that's enough for us to know to go before the Father. And listen, Ashley, he's already heard you. Hey, I want to share this with you. You mentioned because of your past some of the things and you not being able to see your kids because of choices in the past. But just as the song that we're listening to, Redeem, a while ago said, man, those ghosts from yesterday have been chased away. I'm thinking about what Jesus said, girl, in John chapter 15, verse 3, when he looked at the crowd of people in front of him and said, you are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for Ashley. Thank you for her request today. Thank you for her tenacity. And just she just wanted to to get in here because she wants this group, this audience, this group of people to join us in praying. Father, we pray your kingdom come and your will be done in Ashley's life. Father, we pray for her children. God, that we pray for their father. Lord, we pray for your will concerning these court proceedings. And Lord, we acknowledge, God, that you love these kids more than anybody on the planet loves these kids, and you know what's best for them. So we pray what's best for them for your name's sake, for your kingdom's sake. We pray your provision for everything that needs to take place. And Father, thank you that even now we rest in the fact that we know that we've approached your throne. We know that you've heard us. We know that we can trust you. And I want to thank you, Father, that Ashley won't be under any pressure to try to perform or do anything else, but that you will make exactly what you mean to happen take place, because she's expressed her faith not in her ability to have a perfect track record, but in her ability to trust in a Jesus who does. Jesus.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I thank you that you're going to have a perfect track record, Jesus, in her kids' lives. We pray that now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Thank
Ashley,
you so much, Brother Todd.
It is
really
so good
it.
To hear your voice. Bless you, girl. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Love you so much.
Love you, girl. Bless you.
Hey, we've got another prayer request on a comment here.
Right.
Please pray for all those struggling with mental illness, depression, anxiety, and struggling with their faith or lack of faith in these difficult times. And you know, that's something that's very real. It was shared in the devotion this morning in our group from Oswald Chambers about doubt. Man, sometimes, you know, I was just expressing a while ago how excited I was through this week and this and that.
Right.
In the midst of a bunch of trials, there's been a bunch of stuff happen this week, but I've still been able to be excited. But man, it doesn't still have the reality that sometimes this just gets tough.
Yeah, it does. So,
and sometimes we have to look and say, Lord, I believe that you're capable and you're able, but Lord, in those times when I slip and maybe doubt a little bit, help my unbelief.
Help thou my unbelief. So, let's pray for those. Go ahead, Wes.
Father, thank you that in the times where we struggle and in the times when we get weak, Lord, our weakness can be made perfect by your strength in us. Lord, your strength is perfected in our weakness is what your word says. So we just ask that you would, for all of these struggling and mental illnesses and for anxiety and depression in these tough times, Lord, when they have struggles with their faith, Lord, would you increase our faith. Help us, Lord, like only you can do to get through these times, and let us look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Make your house a home again with furniture, accessories, and appliances from Flint's Furniture and Appliances in Atlanta. Choose from a great selection of high-quality furniture and appliances at low, low prices. Come to Flint's for your living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture, as well as a host of major appliances and accessories. From side tables to queen-size beds, you can find everything you need at Flint's Furniture and Appliances of Atlanta. In-store financing available, or get seasonal no-interest promotions. Next day delivery available, and we'll haul out your old appliances and furniture. We can also special order furniture items for your convenience. You don't have to go anywhere else for your furniture and appliances. Come to Flint's Furniture and Appliance, 314 East Main Street in the Brookshire Shopping Center in Atlanta, and at flintsfurniture.com. Like us on Facebook and call 903-796-1158.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net. Advertise your garage sale on the garage sale page of KPYN's website at www.kpyn.net. Simply email us your information regarding your garage sale to tradingpost@kpyn.net, or call us live on the original Trading Post Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. at 903-796-6056, and tell us about your garage sale. We'll post it on the garage sale page of the kpyn.net website. The garage sale page on the KPYN.net website is also a great way for shoppers to keep up with all the garage sales in Cass County. The garage sales page on KPYN.net is brought to you by Reliable Alarm Service, LLC. Call Reliable Alarm Service today about your security needs at 870-653-5160. And stay tuned to the original Trading Post for all the current garage and yard sales going on in Cass County. Keep up with and advertise your garage sales on the garage sale page. Sponsored by Reliable Alarm Service at KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
This is Cass County's radio station for the Dallas Cowboys, KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
We got carried away on the commercial break talking with our folks on our Facebook Live audience and talking to one another, so we were a second or two late sliding in with the music here. But at any rate, but I love this line. When I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember that you're not done with me yet. Woo!
You know, what I was going to say a while ago is as Ashley was talking and she was saying some things about what's went on in her past and some of the things that are even taking place now. And
right.
Some of the struggle. You know, I remember going through some similar things without going off into great detail for time's sake, but I remember going through some things similar to what she's facing, even with her kids, some of the similarities in those kind of circumstances. And when I prayed and the answers didn't come immediately, it's kind of like what you preached about Wednesday night, what you're talking about in John
right.
earlier. If you abide in me, my word abides in you, you ask what you will and it shall be done. I prayed and I had a good request and I believed with everything that Wes had that, oh, God, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to make this request known to you
right.
and it's going to be done and I've got the faith and it's going to happen and I'm going to be excited to see the result. That result didn't happen that way. It didn't happen in the timing that I thought.
Yeah.
My heart broke.
Sure.
And my unbelief grew because I got, and my faith lessened because I couldn't figure it out. But what I learned through it all, Andre Crouch sings, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. If his word abides in me and I'm abiding in his word, then I can ask. And I've learned how to trust the times that God says, no, not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to give that to you right now because I've got a better time for it to happen. And when it happened at the better time, it was one of them kapow moments that was like, yeah, God, thank you for the no.
Man, I appreciate the way you say that because in this promise, and it is a conditional promise of John chapter 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it'll be given, it'll be done for you. This is not God saying, I tell you what, you tell me what to do and I'll do it. No, what God is really saying, if you abide in me and my words abide in you.
A big difference.
And what he's saying is, look, if you'll come to me, if you'll pursue me, if you'll walk with me, I will change your mind. I will change your heart. I will motivate you from the inside out. I'll tell you what I'm about. I'll tell you what I want to do. I'll call you along to be part of it. I'll bring people into your life, create circumstances around you that I've allowed to come about so that you can come before my throne and ask me for a miracle so that I can get glory. I will motivate your prayer life. And so, man, that's just a huge part of it. So in just a second, I'd like to talk about what it means to abide in him and his word abide in us. But before we do, 903-796-6056 is the number if you want to call in to KPYN on Prayer Request Friday. Let me share this quick story with you about Damascus Home and about our men's unit, Straight Street. I was out there yesterday morning, read this same passage, and Jesus showed up, as he always does. But, excuse me, in a very special way, the passage I read to Ashley just a few moments ago, I read it just then because yesterday the Lord used it. I wasn't even going to read that verse. I wasn't going to read that far up into the story. But while we were talking about the snow and how the snow changed everything last week and how even though my yard has a lot of things in it that need to be cleaned up, you couldn't tell it when the snow came because all that nasty in my yard got covered up with beautiful. And all that, you know, on a spiritual level, all the nasty in my life, in my heart, got covered up with beautiful when I was covered with the righteous robe of Christ by faith in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. I shared that with those guys yesterday, and then I was reading John chapter 15. I got down to verse 3, and it says, you are already clean. There was a young man who is at our rehab unit right now, and I was looking, I looked straight across at him as I read that verse, and he heard Jesus speak his word to him. Jesus is still, by the way, telling people, you're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. And I'm telling you, that guy yesterday, he received that word from the Lord, and God confirmed that he had saved him yesterday morning. He said, you are clean, son. I'm telling you, Wes, when I was just reading the Bible, man, but I'm reading red letters, you are already clean. And that dude, it was as if Jesus himself just grabbed him by the chin and said, son, you are clean. And he told me after, he said, man, I thought I was saved when I was a kid. He said, but man, I've come to, God has just showed me that he has just now given me faith to know that I am clean. And he said, man, I want to talk to you about baptism. And so it was just a beautiful thing. But that led up into this whole discussion about abiding in him. So here's the conditional promise. If you'll abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will. You can ask your desires. and I'll give it to you. Do you have something before we say just anything more about
one,
that?
Just a quick one, yeah. Carrie Pridemore, prayers for Katie and I. Been under the weather. So,
okay.
Father, we thank you for your healing touch. We thank you for the power that when we ask, Lord, you said it'll be done according to your will. As we've been talking this morning, God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of who you are.
Thank you, Lord.
And, Lord, we just ask for healing for these two that requested prayer, said they've been under the weather. Lord, you know what all that involves. You know every detail. And God, we just ask you to touch them by the power of your healing touch in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. By the way, let me just say this to Carrie, if you're still listening. Thank you, Carrie, for your encouragement that you sent us in a message. Must have been yesterday. I didn't see it till early this morning. But, you know, I was telling you about the podcast my son and I have started.
Yeah.
And you guys can pray for that, too, that God will use it. It's just a little raw podcast called Redneck Redemption. And Carrie made some very encouraging remarks about that. You're welcome to look it up if you like, something brand new that we're just starting, but pray that God will use it. There have been people listening in France, people listening in England just in the last 2 days. I mean, and a lot of people from New York City, man, crazy. But anyway, what the Lord
That's
will use.
Good.
Yeah, but pray. All right, let's say this real quick. If it's a conditional promise, it says if we abide in him and his words abide in us, what does it look like to abide in him? What does it look like to abide in him? Let's talk about three things real quick if you want to get practical. To abide in him, first of all, stay in the word. And you said this on the way up here, Wes, because I said we're going to talk about that for a second today. Don't read the Bible. When I was a kid, we had these little envelopes that we could check off. We could take them to Sunday school, and you could check present, Bible read daily, giving, and contacted somebody this week. And I literally used to read my one verse from the Bible every day so I could check the box.
Yep.
And it took a long time for God to bring me to the place to understand that when I open this book, he's a self-revealing God. He's given us his word to reveal himself. I'm not just coming to black or red ink on white paper. I opened the word of God with faith, knowing he gave this as one of the two main tools for me to abide in him. He wants to reveal himself to me. And even if you don't understand what you're reading sometimes, if you come and open your Bible and get in the word of God with the attitude, I'm approaching you, God. It's God sees your attempt to abide in him, and I promise he'll make his word have fruit in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He'll make his word have fruit in your life.
Yeah. When we open the word, you know, in one place it talks about like a looking glass. If I go to the mirror before I go to work to make sure that I'm going to represent my company in the best way that I can, they don't have much to work with here, but at the same time, when I look into the word, I don't look into the word to see Wes. I look into the word to see Jesus, which will be the reflection back upon me to help me look more like Christ. And there's even a prayer request here. Margaret says, I'm praying God will use me to speak his words. What a powerful request.
Man, amen.
There's another one that, let's see, I don't know if it's Joan. Looks like maybe Joan
joined Kenmore.
Pray for Ernie.
Father, I don't know what's going on with Ernie right now, but you do. And God, you love that boy more than mama does. In Jesus' name, put your hands on Ernie.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for a prayer request of somebody asking to be used by you, an empty vessel that you will fill with your Holy Spirit, with your word, with your fire, with the water and the bread of life. Lord, we just ask that you would pour out of her upon all flesh like you did with Jesus. And God, we just ask that you use her in a mighty powerful way to extend the word to those who need to hear it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. The condition in this verse, we said that to abide in him is to stay in his word. Read the word pray. It's the second thing. Pray. Talk to Jesus. Look for his voice everywhere. Listen. It's more than just talking, it's listening. The prayer is a conversation. So spend time sitting still, listening to Jesus, listening for his voice, value his voice above everything else. But man, the word of God and prayer. And then there'll be one more thing we'll share when we come back from the break here in just a moment. But we'll have one more quick segment. If you need to call, you can even call during the break. 903-796-6056 is the number here on KPYN and KPYN.net.
Needing a commercial lot to build your business? Build it in Queen City, Texas. Right now, Queen City Economic Development Corporation has several lots located off Highway 59 in Queen City, Texas. And for qualified investors that meet a certain criteria, the land is available at no charge. To see if you qualify for land in Queen City, Texas at no charge to build your business, log on to queencitytx.org. queencitytx.org.
Pecan Point Gastro Pub next to the Perot Theater is the area's finest dining and drinking establishment in historic downtown Texarkana. Check out Pecan Point's delicious food, craft beer, signature cocktails, and our special selection of wines. Join us for Thursday night flights when you can get a flight of four craft drafts and a medium order of our awesome duck fat fries for only $12. Pecan Point is open for lunch and dinner, 11 a.m. till late, Tuesday through Saturday. Come see us at Pecan Point Gastro Pub, 213 Main Street, next to the Perot Theater.
KPYN AM FM and .net is Cass County's undisputed news leader. One thing we learned about most during the coronavirus crisis is that KPYN was there with news every hour on the hour.
We're battling the virus on every front, speeding relief to our workers and pursuing therapies and vaccines at record speed. We have many companies right now.
The commitment to news continues. As other news sources cut back their news coverage, KPYN is doing just the opposite.
Atlanta Mayor Travis Ransom has thrown his hat in the ring for the U.S. Congress.
KPYN will continue with news updates every hour, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Plus, get news online all the time at kpyn.net. Got a news tip? Call the news tip hotline at 903-796-2817. That's 903-796-2817. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. We are Cass County's news leader since 1950. We are KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, Cass County's news leader. KPYN, home of the original Trading Post.
I got a new name, new life. I'm not the same, and I hope that will carry me home.
Ashley, you don't have to be the same.
Hey, thank you, Big Daddy. Thank you, Big Daddy Weave. Thank you, Jesus, through him for sharing that with us.
Big Daddy God.
So we have just about a minute left. Listen, you guys, abide in him. Be in his word. Know his will. Spend time praying, talking to God, asking him for things, yes, but listening. As a matter of fact, the devotion I read on this by Charles Spurgeon said, if you won't listen to him, don't expect him to listen to you. If you want to pray with power, you have to listen to the voice of God so you can know his will, so you can know what to pray and discern what he's wanting versus what you're just wanting. Then you want to pray in line with his kingdom. And when it says, and let his words abide in you, that's just a place of whatever you say, Lord, whatever you want. I'm submitted in obedience to you. Your words supersede my thoughts. I've said for years now that the freest person on the planet is the person who doesn't even have to please himself anymore. When you get to the place where pleasing him matters to you more than pleasing yourself, then the Spirit of God will have you to the place where your prayer life will be in line with the will of the Father, and you'll be that person that people think about when they say, boy, if I only have one person praying for me, I want it to be this person because they pray in accordance to the Father's will. And the Lord hears them.
Well, you know, I used to think it had to be, and I know we're fixing to be wrapping up here, but I used to think we had to be martyrs. We had to just live this drudgery life. But man, Romans 12:1 says, if we'll just present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. That's our reasonable service. We just got to die to ourself pleasure every day.
And that's not a negative thing. That's an awesome thing, yes. Because real life really begins at that point. And so, man, hey, we're so thankful you guys joined us today here on the radio and on the internet and on Facebook Live. Thank you for just sharing with us and praying
thank
for other people.
For
bless you.
Prayer Request Friday. Prayer Request Friday is a production of KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.